coming up in this hour. We're going to talk to a wonderful, wonderful person. I just had so much fun chatting with Susan Beyer of Dance and Dave's Festival Camping, all about how she became involved in that business, what it is, who she is. Fascinating. Since she doesn't record music, we're going to start you off with Song and Dance Man with Ricky Skaggs from Tommy Emmanuel. When we get finished with the conversation, then we'll do a little bit of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Dance Little Gene. I think you're going to like this a lot. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. I'm really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. You might know her connection with Dance and Dave's Tents, but I'm talking to Susan
Beyer.
Beyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just told me that, and I'm thinking, I'm trying to spell it in my head as I'm trying to say it, but Susan Beyer looks fine. And so Susan, I've known through several years. We're having children come and talk, which is great. They're acting young, and we'll just deal with them. I've told you before, it's all ambience.
Yes,
they're doesn't distract you.
Oh, it's okay.
You need to leave
a little bit of miming.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk to you about you. I want to talk to you about Dance and Dave's Tents because it's a concept that just always blows my mind, and I'm always on the other side of the road from what happens here. I don't know that everybody knows about this concept. And Dance and Dave's to me is the first one I knew. I think they're still the best. But tell me about yourself a little bit and Dance and Dave's, and I want to talk to you about some historical parts.
I live in Tennessee. I met Dave back in 2009, and that's when I started going to festivals with him in particular. But
when you say Dave, you're talking Dance and Dave. His name is
David Birch. Yes. I met David and John, my husband, the same weekend at a festival in Florida.
Okay.
Very fortuitous weekend.
Really?
Like, yeah.
You know, that's one for the books.
Yes.
I don't think they have a card for that.
No, no.
But maybe they will in the future.
I've had a lot of different interesting jobs. I started out adulthood as a graphic designer, like in an office at a desk job, and I did that for about 10 years. And sitting in an office is not for me.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, so I started doing. I worked for a circus for a little while.
That's right. I remember talking to you in passing about the circus thing. And as a matter of fact, one time you were here and you were going to go see
Circus Smirkus.
Circus Smirkus.
Yeah, they're based out of Vermont.
Yeah.
So I worked there for 5 years, 5 summers. I've also been a rock climbing guide and managed a hostel in eastern Kentucky in the Red River Gorge.
See, that's not far from where I live. I live in northern Kentucky in Red River Gorge. We can fly down there in no time.
Yeah.
And try not to make that jump onto the one that nobody can ever make it back.
Chimney Rock, don't do it.
And I don't know why they do it, Susan, because it has a sign, don't do it.
Yeah.
And people jump over, then they can't make it back.
Yes.
And by the way, we're talking here as Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival is about to begin. Susan's already here with her tent display, and there's a neighborhood out there, and I want to get into that, but I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about what you filled in on, how this arrived. We'll let you describe the Dance and Dave name to it. A couple years ago, you and I and Dave sat and talked. It was wonderful, and I want to follow up on that. So as I look out now from where we're sitting at your camp spot, I see all these tents, but I assume that most of these are part of what you're providing.
They are all, yes. Everything that you see, all the similar tents are ours. We have 43 tents this year, down from 58 last year. We actually overloaded the trailer last year.
Oh.
So we have had to back off a little bit, and I probably backed off a little bit more than I needed to, but we've had a little bit of a hard year. I don't know if you know about this, that we lost our house in a fire back in April.
Oh, no.
So, but fortunately, all of the equipment and all of the Dance and Dave and all of our camping stuff was elsewhere. And so what's great is now when we go to a festival, we feel more like we're at home than anywhere else right now because we're still floating around and staying with a friend. But so downsizing from 58 tents to 43 tents is a bit of a relief this year. Yeah.
So the whole concept to me, which, by the way, I've seen Dance and Dave's tents evolve. There's like
extra things that come up with it, and I've seen it evolve, and it's, to me, it's amazing. The concept is that people can contact, I guess there's a website answer.
Yep, it's just me. Yeah. I'm the one that answers the emails and answers the phone.
And they can say, hey, I want to be at a festival. Are you providing, I guess, tents or for that particular festival? Or do you have certain on your website that says this is where we'll be? If you
yes. Okay. Yep, we've got our schedule out. Pretty much, we have the same events pretty much year to year. We've added a couple new the past few years. But, yeah, you can just, it's danceanddave.com. And the official name of the business currently is Dance and Dave's Festival Camping. We set up at about a dozen or so events throughout the eastern United States. And you can get it's not roughing it. It's our tents you can stand up in. You have carpets and cots.
And you have added over the years like a little shower type thing.
We've got showers. We've got
a separate little thing that stands by it. You can go in there and have your shower.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got canopies and kitchens, if you're flying in, we get a lot of guests from overseas, particularly to Grey Fox, which is super cool. Merle Fest, we get people that travel from afar. So we like it. We like to be able to give people an opportunity to come who wouldn't normally be able to, because who flies with a tent?
Right. And, yeah, that's right.
So we have a couple guests, a couple repeat guests from the UK, Andy and Angie. They've been here every year, and actually they camp right across from
where
you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple coming from Ireland this year also. So
you would get here in advance of the festival hasn't started yet, but you probably get here in advance. And with whoever you bring, you set up all the ones that have been leased or rented, right?
Yes, yeah. You have
when they get here, they're ready to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm, yep. We are done by the time the gates open.
Wow.
So and some Grey Fox sold out within a week of tickets going on sale this year. So some events sell out really fast, and Grey Fox is definitely one of them. And I wish we could do more, but at the same time, I don't want a second truck. I don't want a second trailer. This is something that I do, you know, we do as a family.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and here comes a family person right now. We've isolated you from some children, which is fine. And children come up and talk every once in a while, but come here, general person from Dave's Dance. This lady.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How can you not be?
I know. Well, it's a beautiful day, and everything's up, and you're running, and right behind me, you're making hash browns.
Yes, hash browns, and about to have some
I'm so excited.
Scrapple. Scrapple is something. I'm from Kentucky, and we're just south of Cincinnati, and Scrapple, we don't know. That's up in...
You know Geta.
Geta is in our... Yeah.
I love Geta.
Geta is our thing. It's a German thing, and everywhere you go in Cincinnati, you have Geta makers, and you have Geta festivals. So I think Geta is as close to Scrapple.
They are cousins.
Cousins.
Yeah.
They are cousins.
Yeah.
And it's been my experience that for first-timers, Geta is an easier sell than Scrapple.
It's the gateway meat product.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. You get them on the Geta, and then you can get them on the Scrapple.
I didn't think about that. That's great. Well, listen, I appreciate you lending me...
This is John, my husband, and this is our son Ever.
Hi, Ever.
he's been helping set up tents since I was still hauling around in my belly.
I remember that. I remember you being hauled around in your belly.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
No.
Yeah, because you don't. Unless you get some more knowledge later.
But Ever has been, by the time he was 18 months old, he had been to 18 festivals.
Holy cow.
And then something came up in 2020, and we took a break. But he's still...
Do you like coming to festivals?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about it?
Well, last year I really liked the flying pit balloon.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And she took off. She flew away last year. I don't know if we're going to see a flying pig this year.
Yeah.
I would be more than surprised.
Yeah. He's lost it. The guy's name is Mark, and he's a great guy. And he brought one, lost it.
I feel bad for him. Yeah. He's got to feel bad.
He's a very great, very gracious guy. I've talked to him before about the whole episode.
And they even sell pig pops.
That's right.
Crazy.
They're black cherry.
They don't sell them. They just give them away.
Yeah.
They're for free if they're cute like you are.
Then why did he give me one? That's what I...
Well,
that's a whole different story. The flavor is black cherry, by the way, if you ever wondered what they were. They taste pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're just sitting around chatting before everything begins here at Grey Fox. And I got now that this is a family event for you guys. And you're always camped here. It's always cool. It's always under the trees.
Yep.
Is it water or just leaves that I hear?
Oh, that's water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking of? There's no wind. I love this whole concept. And I want to distinguish between what you do with Dance and Dave's tents. And I want to talk about Dance and Dave for a minute. But there are other concepts coming up, like, well, they call it glamping.
That's right.
And it's like up over the hill from here. And I wandered into those last year, and I thought, people want to do that, that's fine, but I'm thinking that's your price range is nowhere near glamping.
We try to make it so that if you can afford a hotel, then you can afford to stay with them.
More accessible and more customizable. So, like, if you're coming with a group of people, you can have all of your tents together or centrally around a couple of easy ups, so you can have your own camp, whereas if you're doing big belt tents, and for us, the idea of having to warehouse and have shipping trucks and everything, it turns into, this is something that's fun.
Yeah, and you would feel, if you're in one, you would feel more like you're camping. And I'm not knocking the people that do glamping or the
companies at all.
It's
just apples
more
and
power
oranges.
To them, but you're not that. You provide everything you need, plus that family feeling and the connection of the whole neighborhood. And I didn't mean to knock glamping. I just wanted people to know that this is not that price range.
It's not that price range, but it's plenty comfortable. You're off the ground. You're dry.
As far as I know, Dave came up with the idea in 1998, and I don't think there was glamping at that point.
No, that was definitely not a word in 98.
Well, all right, so let's take a minute and talk about Dance and Dave, who I knew very well, and he had the name Dance and Dave for a good reason.
Oh, yes. We met.
He danced a lot.
He danced a lot.
Yep, we met dancing. My friend Dina was absolutely, she's the one that took me to the festival in Spirit of the Swanee down in Florida, and she was like, oh, I've got this friend, his name is Dancing Dave, and he is so fun, and I love to partner dance. Yes. And she's like, there he is, I'll introduce you, and we danced for a few songs, and I have a picture of us from that weekend when we met.
Dave would dance with anybody that would stand up and dance with him. And he was good at it.
Oh, yeah.
He was good at it, but he wasn't like, no, you're not good enough for me to dance. His thing was this, yes, the tent thing is great, but Dave wanted to be around and talk to people, and if he could get you moving, that was
the business. He started the business to support his festival habit. That's that's what it comes down to.
I probably knew that and forgot.
Yeah. It was not.
He didn't have a market plan. What am I going to do? That he just did it to help.
And similar with me. Like I never set out to. I didn't even know this was an option of something that I could do. but it worked, it works with our lifestyle and our family, and we enjoy it. We only do events that we would want to go to. We do a variety of things. I picked up a few, like, yoga and healing arts festivals, which are nice, and that's been since I became a mom, so more a little more daytime activities. We have a good time.
Well, you should. You have to. Why would you do it?
That is
exactly right. If somebody was picking a business to make money, this would not be the business that they would pick. So if we get in over our heads to where we're not having fun, then we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think that's
the whole reason.
I think that's a good guide to what you do in life. I think if you don't like it, I'd say don't do it forever. But don't do it forever. I'm going to set this down. Thanks, man.
It was great talking to you again.
You have your oven mitts in hand, which makes me think something's happened on the stove area.
I am multitasking.
I heard him actually say, I can do two things at once.
He did. And he can, indeed.
Beyond that, I'm a wreck.
Two with three is a bit confusing. All right, I'll see you around the festival.
Goodbye.
Okay, go with Daddy.
So let's just... thank you for being available. I know it's going to begin in earnest very soon.
We had our first guest arrive already.
Right now you don't have any more tents to set up if someone wants to contact you.
I usually have a couple spare with me. These two were extras that I brought Mary Dowd, her grandchildren have stayed with us on and off throughout the years.
Okay.
And I saw her yesterday, and she asked if we could put up a couple of tents for them.
Great.
So, I think that we have a couple tents left, a couple cots. We try to be able to accommodate emergencies.
That's where I was trying to lead you to, because I know you've had those calls in the past, and people will say, "Oh, I forgot to do this. Can you help me?" And, and maybe there's avenues for those. I don't know. Of what inventory that you have, but I think what you're saying is you try to accommodate those people who don't always decide soon enough how they want to attend this.
Yes, I mean, and it typically has to be an extreme situation because we do sell out so early. I bring extras, and it's often for if the festival itself has needs, or if there's something catastrophic where I can help somebody, but we try not to. We save those for those and not for people who are like, oops.
Because
otherwise that would be unfair because we have a waiting list with a dozen people on it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So.
And that appeared. So you say Gray Fox, for example, sold out within the week. And then you were sold out not long after that. So that's a waiting list on top of that.
Well, I was sold out. I don't think Gray Fox was sold out.
Oh, okay.
But
no, sorry,
when Gray Fox tickets went on sale.
You sold out.
Yes,
gotcha.
Okay.
And so there's people on waiting lists that you probably can't help them with. Now, if you get a cancellation, would you say there's a tent available if someone says I can't make it, or would you offer that to someone on the list, or how just handle it?
I might. The only tricky part is now I don't have cell service. Yeah. Like once things get busy, I'm gonna go up later today and see if they have the Wi-Fi hooked up so that I can like check messages.
Okay.
But it gets a little primitive pretty quick.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and we have yet to have a cancellation as long as I've been coming in Gray Fox.
Really? Well, that's
yeah, people are dedicated.
I appreciate your time. I know you're. I wanted to catch you before things really started popping, and I wanted to catch up with you last year. I just didn't come down to this pastoral creek setting where you are, which is not far from me. I just didn't make.
No, yeah, we've got some nice shade and a nice. White noise of the creek.
Just good ambient noise. I like that. All right. Susan Beyer, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
I look forward to seeing you walking around and people enjoying your tents. I think they will. And good luck for the rest of the festival. Have a great time.
Yes, we definitely will.
I think maybe it's time to eat for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. I see a plate going over the oven now.
Go find some food.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.